I'm not going to preach very long tonight because the scriptures that you'll hear in a few moments really speak for themselves and are a witness to why we've gathered tonight. But I do want to make a connection for us this evening. We've been on a journey, a pilgrimage during this Lenten season. We've reflected on the many ways or paths that we take in our lives and have linked our reflections with the film The Way. Hiking the Camino de Santiago is really a walking meditation during which one can reflect on any issue or topic, or perhaps one sets out not at all sure of the why of this pilgrimage. In the movie, Tom, the main character, walks the Camino in memory of his son Daniel, which is a spur-of-the-moment decision. He begins the journey angry and isolated as he sorts through the many emotions grief throws at us. But there are three moments in the film when Daniel appears. An apparition, or a spirit, if you will, is made known to Tom. In each appearance, first at the place he died, then at a dining table, and then at the final destination, the cathedral, Daniel appears and has the most loving expression on his face. We get the sense that Daniel is grateful for his father committing to this pilgrimage. And despite the harsh words they had with one another before Tom dropped Daniel off at the airport, you can tell that Daniel sees the way Tom gradually opens himself up to understand his son in new ways and to grieve not only his son's death, but also his wife's. In the scripture that Jim just read, we hear Jesus' command to love one another. Just as I have loved you, Jesus says, love one another. In other words, serve one another in humility, as Jesus has just done by washing his disciples' feet. Be willing to make sacrifices for one another, as will become clear during the coming hours of a trial and an execution. Take care of each other, as Jesus asks from the cross when he tells the beloved disciple that Mary is now his mother, and tells Mary that this disciple is now to be her son. And finally, Jesus encourages us to live out a life of love, which the disciples learned by being with Jesus over the last 3 years, by being his followers. This is the loving way of Jesus, to serve, to sacrifice, to take care of one another, and to live out a life of love. Although as Protestants, we do not have stations of the cross in our sanctuaries, the Roman Catholic practice of walking the stations, which recount Jesus' last day on earth, is moving. This week, I received an email with a virtual Stations of the Cross. Each post included the image of the station with some musical accompaniment, a prayer, a poem, and then a song, and more images. If you don't know them, there are 14 stations, and they are: Jesus is condemned to death, Jesus bears his cross, Jesus falls the first time, Jesus sees his mother, Simon bears the cross, Veronica, an onlooker, wipes Jesus' face, Jesus falls a second time, the women in the crowd, the women of Jerusalem, weep. Jesus falls a third time. Jesus is stripped. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus is taken down, and finally Jesus is laid in the tomb. The stations are a pilgrimage, depicting an actual pilgrimage called the Via Dolorosa, literally the sorrowful way, which takes one on the path through the old city of Jerusalem, a path that's felt to be the one that Jesus took from his trial to Calvary. But hopefully any pilgrimage in which one is intentional about growing spiritually, we are blessed with an understanding of the radical and unconditional love that Jesus offers us through his sacrificial death. His willingness to suffer and die so that we might know that life always wins, always overcomes, is an amazing gift. It is the loving way of our Savior. As we hear the story of the trial, the torture, and the execution of our Lord and Savior, as we sing hymns that express the sacrifice of Jesus, may we understand more fully the gift of love offered to us. And may we be inspired to continue walking the loving way in our own lives. Amen.